First, I'd like to apologize. I don't actually have a sermon prepared for you, so I'm going totally off the cuff this morning. We just had a very, very busy week. I didn't get back from South Carolina till 11:30 p.m. Monday evening, and then woke up and was just right back into the swing of things. So you're getting an off-the-cuff sermon this morning. Thought last night, how am I going to do this? What are we going to preach about? And I said, okay, heaven. Heaven is where we all want to go one day, right? That's where our Lord ascended to, so we're going to talk a little bit about heaven. And I think it's very interesting that, of course, we've never been there. We can only speculate about what it's going to be like. But it's interesting that, as Catholics, our entire life is oriented to getting to this place when we die, right? If we did everything else in life right, we were successful with money, with our career, you know, we were really good at real estate or whatever, and then we didn't make it to heaven, the whole thing was for nothing, right? So, but if we make it to heaven, no matter what happens in our life, we die in God's love and his friendship. We're successes in that sense, we're spiritual successes. But how often do we actually think about heaven? Now, of course, it's hard for us because we have nothing to really go off of, right? St. Paul says that eye has not seen, nor hath ear heard, nor hath it even entered into the mind of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. So it's impossible for us to even begin to imagine the glory, the wonder, the happiness of heaven. It's not really possible. Personally, I like to think of it as fantasy land, basically, a place where the sun always shines, the weather is always beautiful, where you're always totally content. Of course, it's a very kind of childish way to look at it. The beatific vision of God, the light of glory, which we'll see in heaven, will be God showing himself to our intellect, which is beyond our comprehension. But of course, that'll satisfy us for all eternity. I just think it's important for us from time to time to really think about, why do we do the things we do? We think about worldly people. They enjoy all these things that they're not bound by the laws of the church. You know, they eat meat every Friday when they want to. They go out, they do this, they dress like this, they do that. Here we are, and we can't do any of those things. We're very restricted in how we live our life. So why do we give all those things up? It's because at the end, we know by supernatural faith that God has a supernatural reward for the life we live here on earth. So I'm just going to be very brief. I'm going to end with this morning, that we should think about heaven. We should meditate it from time to time. A good reminder, of course, is when we have some suffering or trial or sorrow. I woke up this morning and the weather had not really changed since yesterday. It was still rainy and cold and gloomy. And I remember getting out of bed thinking, this is not very good ascension weather, kind of a disappointment. Well, our life is going to be full of disappointments, right? It's going to be chock full of them from the day we're born to the day we die. It's going to be a lot of disappointments. But of course, God made us for happiness, and heaven is the promise of that happiness. Heaven is that fulfillment of God, of the yearning of all the desires of our hearts perfectly fulfilled in God. So I'll leave you with this. It really struck me. I read The Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ by Bishop Goudier. I think it's French, so hopefully I'm saying that right. He's a French Jesuit bishop. He wrote two books, The Public Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, The Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ. They're both excellent reads. Obviously, you can tell he was a very holy man. And he opens up that book with the very first interaction between the apostles and Christ that we read of in the scripture. And after our Lord preached by the Jordan, hopefully I'm remembering correctly, preaching by the Jordan, the apostles followed him. And they kind of like followed him at a distance. They were maybe a couple of feet behind. He finally turned around. Christ turned around and says, what do you want, basically? What do you seek? They said, Lord, where dost thou dwell? We want to see your house, your home. And he said, come and see, come follow me. That was the first interaction ever between our Lord and the apostles. And it should be hopefully the day of our death, it's going to be that same interaction. It's going to be us. It's going to be our Lord asking us, what do you seek? What do you want from me? And we should be able to say, Lord, to see where you dwell, to see your home. And his invite should be, come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.